Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Tonight on Nightly Pop.
I want to make up for lost time.
Is she kissing you?
If I'm dating like three guys, I'm kissing them all. How do you be here for? You like nasty stuff.
I would be like, you're hot. How did you get me to feel those ways?
But also, 55.
No, she's not.
Getting your 19-year-old son to take the pictures?
Do y'all think Pierce just needs to shut up?
Like, yeah.
So how long have you been faithful to me?
About 6 months.
3,000 miles for this bull? What were you thinking in that moment?
I would prefer to not have heard it on television.
Slide to bed with us starting right now. Welcome to Nightly Pop, your reliable source for marrying millionaires and pissing off bachelor contestants. Morgan is still brewing a baby, you know what I mean? It's still happening at some
point. How long is this gonna take?
I mean, you know, it takes time to create a human.
About nine.
You know, it takes a little time.
Nine,
yeah, great.
Yikes.
Do you have kids, Tom?
Why do we do this?
Tax-wise, he does not.
Introduce me first.
Okay, comedian Tone Bell is here. And we want to know if he got some babies.
I think I
got a list of things from women in my DMs yesterday telling me they need to find out more.
You?
Yes.
I don't have any kids that I know about, but I guess we'll find out after this episode.
Y'all DM me if you got Tone's baby. Let me know. All right. Let's kick things off with the storm of new girls that actually showed up on The Bachelor last night. This is a hot mess, you guys. So they introduced five new candidates fighting for Matt's heart, and the rest of them were really not thrilled.
What's up, Matt? So great to finally meet you. My name is Brittany. I am from Chicago, but enough of all that. I want to make up for lost time. I'll see you inside.
Nice to meet you.
You guys.
What happened?
There's a new girl that just showed up.
You're kidding.
I'm not kidding. I'm definitely thrown off. I'm pissed off right now. I don't like what's happening.
She's not welcome.
Hey. Surprise!
Yeah. You quarantined and then just stayed in your room as a backup, and now you're coming in as like a backup because some girls left?
No. They just wanted to save the best for last.
Floor. Slut. Whore.
She may be an escort. I'd heard rumors that she's entertaining men for money.
I love they're like, yo, it's a new chick here. Then the old girl walks by in a fur coat, like, it's a new bitch in town.
It's kind of dramatic. I saw a tweet last night. Someone was like, do they fight on this show? Because they should fight. Because apparently it got really catty. It was really like a lot of petty arguments. I mean, obviously they knew what they were doing when they threw new girls into the house after everybody else had been kind of marinating. They're already having their own fights. Now you bring the new girls in.
That's like a new wrestler coming into the ring. You weren't prepared for it. If I was already there and then some dude gets out of the car and then makes out with her immediately and she lets this happen, that's gross.
But it's a competition dating show.
If you're grossed out by people making out, Bachelor might not be the show for you in general.
That's why I'm here and they there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But this happens in real life. If you're dating, the person is dating other people. They're
hello, make out?
What do you mean?
They're dating other people?
If you're dating, if I'm dating like three guys, I'm kissing them all.
No, that's a concept. My bad. I'm just thinking, if I see a get out the car, walk up to me, y'all, you not better just raw mouth me?
Oh, you wouldn't like her just coming up and kissing you?
I fresh out you just close the Altima door and then you coming up.
Not the Altima.
And then you gonna put your face on mine?
How do you be here for? You like nasty stuff.
I would be like, you're hot. How did you get me to feel those ways?
We Well, you guys, look, we're not done with the Bachelor Nation. We got to talk about Dale because, you know, Dale and Claire had that whole breakup. He is actually speaking out about the breakup, which included him being accused of cheating on her. But I feel like his explanation didn't really clear up.
Building a relationship is tough, especially when you're doing it in the public eye and media will take things and run with them. People will spread lies or always want to point the finger. But the fact of the matter is there's no one person to blame in this situation. And like every relationship, we've had our ups and downs and, you know, have gone through our things. But, you know, the statements that came out, like this didn't come out of nowhere. And I love Claire and respect Claire enough to let her know how I feel.
Why didn't he just say I didn't cheat on her? That was like pretty roundabout, right?
The more times you say and in like an explanation of something.
And.
The more you're the one who f***ed up.
Yeah.
Just let it be a one time. I didn't cheat. I don't know why she's saying that.
Why didn't he just say that?
He's a diplomat. Sometimes diplomats have to.
He's something with a D. I don't know about a diplomat, but it's, you know, and I actually didn't believe the cheating rumors. I was like, I don't know if he was really cheating or just a little too friendly with somebody. Maybe it was, you know, a little flirtation that happened that was maybe taken the wrong way. But now I feel like he may have cheated.
So I don't think he cheated. Light-skinned men don't cheat. You never heard that
Listen.
One?
I heard that one, but it was always from light-skinned men.
Anyway, let's move on to Pierce Morgan. Pierce Morgan thinks that he's an expert on being thirsty. So he went off on Good Morning Britain, dragging Liz Hurley for having her son take her thirst trap photos.
What are you doing, Liz? A bit snowy, so you get your kids off. And who took the pictures? Your 18-year-old, 19-year-old son, you said, took the pictures? A bit creepy. What is all this?
Why
it's what
it
we
creepy?
Call in the business. I call it thirsty. It's a bit creepy.
And I just said to Piers...
It's snowing. Quick, let me run outside and take
a
close-up.
You can't accuse other people of being thirsty when you're on national television. You have at least two columns.
That's all what thirsty means.
And you're on every single
podcast.
That's
all what thirsty means. That
it means thirsty for attention.
No. That means other people are thirsty for me. That...
Well,
is,
I'll tell
sorry,
you what. Some people, a lot of people will be thirsty
no,
for
you
Liz.
Can think...
Do y'all think Piers just needs to shut up?
Like, yeah.
Yeah.
Y'all were appreciating the photo. I don't feel like y'all care who took it.
I didn't hear nothing. I didn't hear none of that.
She looks great.
That's out. I thought the sound was off. Was she 55?
Yes, 55. Yeah.
I mean, come on.
Listen, if I were her son, I'd take those photos too.
I think it's weird to take your mom's thirst trap.
It gets weird depending on what the son is wearing when he takes the photos.
Mm.
That's when it gets weird.
That does not, no.
Has anyone asked if he's still breastfeeding?
There you go.
He is 19.
Yeah, but look at those cheekbones. He could still be breastfeeding.
Oh my God.
He might still be.
You two are awful.
Elizabeth Hurley, though, one of the most beautiful women on the face.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
55?
Yeah. You know what they say, pale don't fail.
Man.
Why are you waiting
who
till the two black
that?
People on the set to say that? You never said it once when Morgan was here.
I was trying
now
to think.
Now you're going
to
say it.
I was trying to think of something that rhymes with white, and nothing really does. Pale Don't Fail is not bad. Let's all be honest. That's pretty good.
I wasn't mad at it.
All right, so do you want to prank your friends and your family? You got to get Morgan Freeman to do it. He has teamed up with the charity service Omaze, and apparently he will call the person of your choice just to mess with him.
I'm giving you the chance to prank one of your friends or family members with a phone call from me, Morgan Freeman. Maybe you have an important argument with your spouse. Okay? I could call him or her and say something like, "Hello, Melissa, it's Morgan Freeman. The other night during charades, Doug was clearly building a sandcastle in a normal, not weird way. Now, as an Oscar-winning actor, I think Doug's acting is really, really good. It is you who is bad charades partner."
I love this. Would you guys want to get a personal message from Morgan Freeman?
Yeah. 1,000%.
Who would it?
I would say, Morgan Freeman, the person I would like you to prank is me. Call
yes.
me and just soothe me to sleep.
Okay, I'm like, can we just talk?
Yeah.
Is that an option?
I would want him to say this is God, though. Because he's
playing. Yes.
You know what I mean? Because if you send that to somebody else and it's the voice of God on the other end.
I'm all for this. I might actually do this.
I wonder how much it is.
Yeah, I was like, what's his price range? A breakup for Morgan Freeman might be dope, though.
A what?
A breakup.
Ooh.
Could you do a Morgan Freeman impression?
Yeah, but I'm not doing for you.
All right, guys, we got to take a break. But coming up, can love and long distance actually work? Rodney and Desiree are joining us from Marrying Millions. Woo!
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
When I first realized how rich Rodney was, I was like, oh my goodness. Like, the mother load fell on my lap.
It is so hard for me to keep my hands off Rodney, but I'm a Christian, and I don't believe in having sex before marriage.
How is that for you?
It's difficult.
Have you always been faithful? Say something.
No. I know how much I hurt you, but I love you, and I want you in my life forever. So will you marry me?
Oh, yes. Okay, so that's Rodney and Desiree from Lifetime's Marrying Millions. They are with us right now. I want to first say congrats on the new season. How are you guys doing?
Thank you. I'm good.
Fabulous.
Good to have you guys here. Okay, so we just have a lot to get to, so I'm just going to jump right in. Let's talk a little bit about the long distance situation, because Rodney is based in D.C. Desiree, you're based in L.A. I guess things got a little tense because of that. Let's take a quick look at this clip.
You're asking me to move back to the East Coast when you haven't even told your family, you haven't told your friends, like, anything about me. You really think that's fair?
What does it matter if I tell them or not?
Because I'm that lady. I'm that woman in your life. I'm supposed to be your wife. I'm not going to leave my whole life in L.A. for a man who, first of all, is not my husband. And second of all, who keeps me a secret from everyone in his life.
Rodney, I got to ask you about this. I'm kind of on her side with this. Why all of the secrecy? Why weren't you telling everybody about her and shouting it from the rooftops?
Well, because I, you know, it's a long distance relationship, you know, first of all, and I just want to make sure that she is in this, you know, committed to this, because okay. The things that I requested, she didn't want to do.
Things that you requested, like what?
Well, just moving back to the East Coast.
Okay.
You know, come back this way. She didn't want to do that. She basically said, I don't want to go there. You come here. But, you know, I have more responsibilities on the East Coast than the West Coast.
So you wanted to properly vet the situation before you brought all your family and friends in it?
Yes, because, you know, it was just so many doubts in the relationship.
Okay. Desiree, let me ask you, did you feel the same way, like he was properly vetting it, or did it feel like he was being shady?
To me, it felt like he was being shady because we discussed a lot of things. No, really, we talk a lot. So if he was having those feelings, he should have expressed them to me. Should have told me why he wasn't introducing me to his family or his friend.
We have to talk about the infamous hot tub fight before I let you guys go, because Rodney, you were in hot water in more ways than one. We got to take a look.
So how long have you been faithful to me?
About 6 months.
Can't believe this. You bring me all the way 3,000 miles for this bull.
It's all this bull.
If you seeing somebody else, of course it's bull.
I just told you I wasn't.
You just said 6 months ago.
6 months ago is a half a year.
What the f***? This is some bull.
It is. I can't take
Rodney, okay, half a year. I think you know with women, the time frame don't mean anything if we were in your life, but what were you thinking in that moment? Did you panic?
Well, no, it was more of, you know, let me just go in and confess and tell the truth. I'd rather for her to hear from me than anybody else. I mean, you know, sometimes the truth do hurt, but if I would have said no, and then you come back and find out that I lied about it, the situation could have just been worse.
Did you see it that way, Desiree? Are you happy he told you, or would you have preferred to hear it a different type of way?
I would prefer to not have heard it on television. Yes.
Glad you asked.
Yes, but I'm just saying, is this, that was the shocker for me because revealing it to the world.
Right.
You know, as women, we have our intuition, you know, so I felt like the night is just too perfect. He's just playing this strawberry. He's done this before, you know, so in my head, I'm like, I want to know, you know, but I really didn't want to know in front of the cameras. I was expecting him, like, maybe say, we'll talk about this later, you know, but he didn't do that. So when he said it, it's just like, I just forgot that I was on camera, you know? So.
Yeah, because, you know, I was a little scared for you for a minute, Rodney. I didn't know if you was going to get dunked in that water or not. I'm glad to see you still breathing.
He's very lucky that he's still here. Yes.
Forgiveness is a beautiful thing. You know, I know you're both very religious, so I'm glad to see that you have moved past that and you two are finally engaged. But we did see the new teaser and infidelity issues don't seem to be completely resolved. So what can we expect to see for this upcoming season?
Well, I think it's most of, you know, we're still trying to work things out and, you know, move forward and just figure out, you know, again, where we're going to live at. You know, I am considering doing more things out in L.A., which I am in the process of doing now. But, you know, I'm out here now in L.A. taking care of some business.
What I want the viewers to see is that forgiveness, you have to forgive in order to free yourself. Mm-hmm. It's not for the other person. It's really for you. Mm-hmm. And I want them to see that all couples have problems, but you have to find solutions, ways to work through your problems. And I want to show that we're willing to do that. If you love someone, you have to go that extra mile.
You guys, I wish you all of the best. Hopefully we see a wedding in season 3. I don't want anyone to miss Marrying Millions on Wednesday nights on Lifetime. You guys have a good one.
Thank you so much.
All right, guys, we got to take another break. But coming up, a husband catches his wife doing some freaky stuff in her sleep.
Yeah.
We are playing Wall of WTF next.
Welcome back to Nightly Pop. Like Human Centipede, we're saving the worst part for the end.
Wow.
So bring on the Wall of WTF.
Wow.
Guys, tonight's categories are Barely Legal for 200, Creepy Sleepy for 300, Pool Pumpers for 500, and Baloney Pony for 1,000. So based on your guys' answers, I'll decide who gets the points. Tone, you get to pick your category first. This is like Jeopardy, but not.
This sounds...
Let's go, man. Creepy Sleepy.
You're going to go with Creepy Sleepy.
Oh,
okay.
Gosh, I'm scared.
All right, this woman's TikTok is racking up millions of views for her hilarious sleepwalking videos. Her husband set up cameras to catch her in the act. It is kind of everything you would ever hope from a sleepwalking human.
It's like a motorcycle. Yeah. And there we go.
Okay, so that was your spouse. How would you handle the situation?
So, Tom, you don't know this, but Hunter is a sleepwalker.
Are you a sleepwalker?
It's rare, but it's happening a lot lately for some reason, yeah.
So on her TikTok, she says that her sleepwalking is triggered by eating chocolate or cheese right before she goes to bed.
Really?
That's how hers is triggered. Yes.
Oh my gosh.
So do you eat chocolate or cheese before bed?
Every night I'll have like a whole pound of Swiss cheese.
Okay, stop. That's so disgusting. Ugh, it's so gross.
If this was your spouse, how would you react?
They need to get better locks.
Yeah.
She shouldn't be able to get this far outside. I'd accept this more than waking up next to somebody else. If all you're doing is throwing out some Pepsis.
Right. It's so dangerous because there was a guy walking by, and luckily he wasn't a creep, and he looked genuinely concerned in the shadow, at least what we saw. So I watched a ton of her TikTok. She has like 8 million followers on TikTok. So now she's inducing her sleepwalking on purpose just to get these videos. So she'll literally eat cheese or chocolate before
bed. So she's taking cheese to the face.
Yeah. So they're real things, but she kind of does it on purpose. She stands in a corner.
She's doing with cheese what I do with whiskey. I'm forgetting everything.
Yeah, you know exactly. What I mean? They're super entertaining.
Okay, well, I'm going to go ahead and say I like Nina's answer for this one. one. I'm pretty sure you're going to win the next one. Nina, go ahead and pick the next topic.
I'm going to go for baloney pony, $1,000.
That's a smart move. Yeah. Go for the most money. Okay, so we've all collected dolls late into our 20s, am I right? Anyway, a woman in England has. Beatrice Salt spent almost $30,000 on her extensive My Little Pony collection. I know what you're thinking. Relationship material, Tone.
Well, I mean, come on, baby.
My name is Beatrice Salt. I'm 27 years old, and this is my My Little Pony collection. So I have all my ponies on display in what I would call a pony room, but it's also part office as well. I have them all in their own separate groups, like sea ponies or big brother ponies. And yeah, it's quite colorful.
Okay, so if you met the perfect person, everything about them was amazing, you came back to their house and this was there.
I'm out.
Out entirely?
Yeah, no. I can deal with quirks. You know what I mean? I like a little quirk in a man. I like a little weirdness. It's too much. It's weird.
And it's different if you inherit that and you a collector, but you blowing everything for this? I can't have sex with you in a room like this.
Hey, all these long-haired ponies and, you know, it's weird.
So you guys aren't into My Little Pony play?
Wow.
There's a lot of people
are
into
that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, sir.
All right, I'm going to give that one to Tone.
I'll take it.
Thank you. $1,000 to Tone. You got to win this next.
Let's go to the next topic.
It's not a real
thing.
It's horrible. It's a real thing. Tone, which topic would you like to go with?
Oh, man, both of these are very awkward with my parents watching this. Pool pumpers.
Yikes, you gross freak. Anyway.
Oh, I'm supposed to say the other one that I'm not going to say out loud?
No. We've seen some crazy workouts on this show, but this class from Deep End Fitness is either a wet dream or a soggy nightmare. I'll let you guys decide.
What? Yeah.
Okay, would you sign up for this? And remember, your answer for some reason in this game is worth $500.
Well, I'm really bad at holding my breath. Like, I'm horrible at it. So, this is not, I'm in trouble.
So, you don't want weights?
I'm good. Listen, I got 2 barbells of my own when I go down in that thing, so I'm good.
Tony,
you all right? I'll win this round, bye.
The first one didn't look too bad. The first, like, just going a couple yards, that didn't look too bad. But the rest of that, I'm not going below 5 feet with that. I don't have friends that's trustworthy.
Mm. Mm-hmm. My friends are doing that, but they're shoving my head down. They're trying to make it worse. All right, Nina wins that one for sure by a long shot. But Tone is our winner overall. And it's a big deal. Everyone give it up for Tone. He won this big competition.
Congratulations,
Tone. This is Hunter's payback for losing every competition to me on the show. This is his payback.
Finally, I did not lose one, so I'm happy.
A little biased. All right, you guys, listen, that is all the time we have for tonight. Be sure to come back tomorrow. Tone is back. Set your DVR so you don't miss a thing. Bye, guys.
Nice.
Back at me.